Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talk with Tercio. I'm Eric Tercio. As we say, good afternoon, May 20th, 2010, and it is most certainly a beautiful afternoon here in Connecticut with a high of 80 degrees. And it's a great day to go out for a run. Yes, that's right. We're talking health and fitness with expert Carolyn Phillips of Rocky Hill. She's the owner of Fit Behavior, and her website there is www.fitbehavior.com. We will be talking with Carolyn, who promotes health, fitness, weight loss, and lifestyle. And she's about, quote, creating a positive attitude for yourself and nurturing a happy, healthy relationship with your body and mind. Carolyn can be seen on Channel 3's Better Connecticut. And Carolyn joins us now right here on Blog Talk Radio, Talk with Tercio. And I'm hoping that Carolyn is with us now. Carolyn, are you there?
I am.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
I'm great.
It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And,
first time.
Yeah, and my listeners are very excited, too. I got a lot of emails from last night. A lot of people have big questions about dieting and fitness, exercising, and I would like to talk more in depth about dieting in particular, but also about your program. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first?
Okay, well, I've been in this industry my entire life. Literally, I grew up, my mom was a gym teacher, and she had a fitness center herself, and I was a competitive athlete for probably 25 years of my life doing national sports and professional sports. And I opened a fitness center approximately about 20 years ago. And I have a passion for not just working out and not just dieting, but a complete lifestyle and mindset approach to getting healthier. And I think in this society today, there's just so much confusion on, you know, what to do and where to go. So it's good to be on today to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So why don't we get right into it? How would you define dieting?
Dieting, are you asking the question what the mainstream thinks about dieting or my perception?
Yeah, well, what's the stigma out there? Because so many people have different methods of dieting. What do you promote at your fitness center?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think it's really important to understand that back in the early 1900s, only 1 out of 10 people were considered overweight in our society. And fast forward to now, where we have a lot of technology and processed foods and different lifestyles, we now have 7 out of 10 people that are overweight. Diet programs have been around since people have started to diet and try to lose weight many years ago. And in my opinion, that's certainly not a great statistic that's proving that the popular mainstream ways of losing weight are actually working, because we're getting more and more overweight and unhealthy as a nation.
And do you think many of these fast food restaurants contribute to the hectic lifestyles that many of us have? When we're on the go all the time, we don't always have the time to actually sit down and have a home-cooked meal, but yet turn to these fast food restaurants for that meal.
I think that's a really great point. You know, I think that we think it's okay to go through McDonald's or go through a fast food place that has a lot of processed food, but I am very much into organic foods. Not so much that the vitamins and nutrients are that much different, but the chemicals that the foods are processed with. And I also think the quality foods and portion control, you don't have a lot of control over that when you're going through a restaurant. And so another really interesting fact is that, again, about back in the early 1900s, we now consume about 800 calories more a day. So without even realizing what's changing in our lifestyle, portions are getting bigger, and without knowing it, we're overeating. So that's naturally going to contribute to the fact that we can't burn that.
And what is interesting is a friend of mine actually has high blood pressure, and she's in her mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Her lifestyle most likely contributes to that. And, you know, we were talking yesterday about different options for her as to losing weight, but really the first step is recognizing the fact that you need to change your current diet plan.
Right, and I think that, again, there's so much information that starts to become confusing, and people do go on diets with great intentions, and they really do want to take care of their health, but I guess I think that the problem is that if all you're doing is a dietary approach that's something that you can't live with for the rest of your life, then at the end of the tunnel, when you've lost all the weight, that's why people continue to regain the weight. It's really a set of very complex issues, in my opinion, that are mindset, lifestyle, educational pieces of understanding. You know, what does food do in the body? If you eat something that's processed, what's the outcome? What does a portion control size look like? So there's a lot of contributing information rather than just following a quote-unquote diet plan that she's going to need to take a look at. And I don't think there's a lot of accessible programs to people that are comprehensive enough to get the job done.
Mm-hmm. So what advice do you give prospective clients that come into your fitness center when they're thinking about joining and they come to you with, you know, a scenario that they had lost weight but gained a lot back and they're having trouble now trying to lose it, they're looking for certain exercises? What do you typically suggest to them?
Well, again, a good approach is to take a look at what the lifestyle consists of right now. You know, how much sitting are they doing during the day? And do they have a good support system? And are they exercising? And what are the blocks that are getting in their way? So first is starting out with an evaluation. And also another good evaluation is taking body fat. So when you're getting in shape, you make sure that the scale might be going down, but you don't want to be losing lean mass. So I think that first step is to sit down with somebody that can help you put together a roadmap to success.
Right. And sometimes that motivation is essential for those people who need someone to kind of be there and guide them through. Do you see that happen a lot where you have clients come in that really depend on you and your staff to help them?
Yes, I really think, you know, a lot of times people don't like to ask for help, and I also think that people believe that it should be easy and they shouldn't have to count on somebody else helping them out. But I think that in order to have success, you really need somebody who's going to be a good reality check for you, somebody who's a motivator when you're feeling down, when you want to quit. Maybe they can say a couple of things that can get you back on track and get you through your day so that you don't go back into the old cycle of old habits. So you do need, I think, again, I've been doing this a long time, because I think it's a great way to improve your lifestyle with the personal training, that you have that go-to person, yes.
And what is it that is the most common scenario that people come in to your fitness center with?
Well, probably I would call our population a deconditioned crowd, meaning that people who just have gotten maybe 10, 20, 30 pounds overweight and don't know where to start, don't know what to do about it, they're not the athlete. They're just the everyday person who wants to look better, who wants to feel better, who wants to be healthier, who wants to give a good example for the family that they live with and the kids and the husband. So it's more of a wellness approach rather than a fitness approach. It's a little bit of everything.
Right. So especially with separating, you know, the mind and the body there's a lot to work on. You know, you can physically lose weight, but mentally, what does that do to the thought process?
Well, I think it's a good, you know, it's, when I came into fitness about 20 years ago, fitness was all about the workout. How hard was it? Did you feel good? Did you sweat? Today, it's really evolved and changed into a complete process where we are understanding that the mindsets drive your actions and behaviors, whether you're going to work out during the week or what you're going to accomplish or why you're going to quit. So again, with a trainer coming into a workout, that mindset now is a really big piece to why you're actually going to have success in long-term, ongoing program for yourself.
And Carolyn, I just wanted to announce that if our listeners are just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Tercio, and on the line with us now is health and fitness expert Carolyn Phillips, who owns Fit Behavior in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. And we're talking about the mindset and dieting and incorporating exercise into that. And Carolyn is talking about clients who come to her and her approach with them in regards to keeping their goals. And that's something, Carolyn, that's important, is everyone should have a goal.
Well, I think if you don't have, again, an end result of what you want to get to, you can't build that roadmap to get there. And so a goal is a good motivator when people come in the door. And so putting in little new goals on a regular basis, they don't have to be high, but they do have to be something that you can strive for to keep you kind of interested in what you're doing.
So being practical is the key.
Right. Yes, I think if that's a good point. If you set those expectations way beyond where you're at right now, you may never reach them. But if you set those goals practical so that you can reach them, you feel good about them, then you can reassess if you want to go beyond what you just chose to do. So, you know, one step at a time, right? People want big results when it comes to weight loss, and they want results in their bodies to change. But the reality is that that's typically a short-term result if you're going to get fast results, because you haven't changed the mindset, and so you're going to go back to the behaviors that you started with. So a slow and steady approach is my philosophy. One step at a time, feel good about it, find the things that you have a fun time with, and then you'll be more likely to stick with it.
Right, and there's so many people, and I know sometimes I find myself that on the side of the broadcasting that I do, I'm a competitive ballroom dancer. So, you know, when I have competitions coming up like this weekend in Massachusetts, I'm watching what I eat. I'm being very mindful of the exercise that I'm doing on top of the 6 hours a day of dancing that I have to do to prepare for these competitions. Again, this is just a hobby, but when you're out there competing, you want to feel good and look good, and especially, you know, my Latin pants are cut for a size 29.
Mm-hmm.
You really try to stay within your boundaries, and you don't really want to overdo it, because so many people think, oh, if I could, you know, lift an extra 40 pounds and do another set of 8, you know, I'll get the job done versus feeling good.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that people, again, aren't really sure what is 5 pounds versus 8 versus 10, and what's it going to do to my body, and if I lift this versus that, what are going to be the results? And again, with the general population, that's probably something you can never answer for yourself. So you feel a little bit like you're stabbing in the dark
right.
in trying to prepare yourself whatever you're going to do. So, you know, whether it's ballroom or whether it's any other activity that you don't know how to accomplish it, you want to go to somebody who's going to be able to give you some clear directives. So that's an important part of this process.
Now, Carolyn, I've been to your center with Channel 3, and you have a beautiful place. I'm sure some of our listeners in the Hartford area have heard of you, or have at least driven by or been to your facility. And not only do you just have, different forms of fitness, but yoga as well.
Well, I do like a well-rounded approach, because I think different strokes for different folks, and, you know, different personalities do well with different avenues. And yoga is really a phenomenal exercise program for the mind and for the body. And people who have a tendency not to want to slow down and a very fast personality, they find that this to be a very great class for them, because it teaches for me, or for anybody who's interested in finding out a little bit more about it, it teaches you to be more mindful, to slow down, to think about your day, and to be more appreciative. And at the same time, you're getting a great workout with your body. So I think, you know, if people don't understand what yoga is, I think there's yoga styles for everyone. There's not just one yoga style. So if you've tried it before, you probably want to try a different instructor to make sure that you're doing the yoga style that works best for you.
Mm-hmm. And under your weight loss program, it says that you have a menu of life weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that entail? Because, you know, we've seen you on Better Connecticut describe
right.
it, but a lot of our viewers who live in New York and out of state who listen to this show,
mm-hmm.
Can you describe to them what exactly your menu of life weight loss is?
Sure. Well, you know, again, I've been doing this a very long time, and I actually had a lot of my own weight issues, and I dieted for many, many, many years of my life. So what I did a little while ago, maybe about 8 months ago, is I took this program, and I actually did do the program. It was a 12-week program on Better Connecticut. So I took the 25 years of experience of working with my sports, clients, myself, my educational background, and I put this comprehensive 12-week program in which the people come in. So we actually do have people that come from hours away for this particular program. But every week you come in and we take a look at all the different contributing factors. We start out by identifying the issues. We educate people in the process of understanding how to food combine. So I make people do a little bit of work in this program. I just don't hand them the magic potion. They have to educate and learn and make choices. And then we put together tools and strategies that they can use to correct habits. We teach them how to change their mindset and behaviors. And then in the end, we take a look at an exit strategy for ongoing aftercare program as far as staying on track for at least the next year, because most people, that's when they're going to fall back. So it's not just about a meal plan. We could talk about stress. We might talk about nutrition. We might talk about why people use food for food replacement. We talk about the exercise component. And we don't just use the scale. We do body fat analysis, and that, to me, is a key component of understanding what's really changing in your body.
And that's interesting. That's a very interesting point that you say that, because so many of us jump on a scale to see what exactly we've lost or how we're doing, but your method is to actually measure the body mass.
Correct, because if you get on that scale and you have exercised too much or you've not eaten enough calories, what will happen is your body will start to utilize lean mass. And lean mass is a key component to burning body fat and burning calories. So if you're dieting it away, what you're basically doing is slowing your metabolism down. Now, great, you get on the scale and you see that the numbers are going down, but the problem is it's one of the reasons why you put that weight back on is because you slowed your metabolism down as a result of not enough calories, too much exercise. So with the body fat analysis, we can tell if you're increasing your lean mass, which means you're going to burn more calories, and when the program's over, you're in a better condition than when you started. And yes, we'll look at the scale, but the bottom line is if somebody gains or loses 1 to 3 or 4 pounds, I'm not too concerned unless it's a progression forward or backwards. Because in a day-to-day or a week-to-week process, you may see that your inches and everything are better, you're looking better, you're feeling better, you know you're doing the right stuff, that's what you want to focus on.
And that's a great point. And if you would, off the top of your head, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but describe to our listeners a basic exercise that they can do to kind of focus on their core, because this morning I got some emails about women and men who
mm-hmm.
were having trouble with their center area,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them told me that, you know, they have some extra around the love handles.
Mm-hmm.
What is a good basic exercise that they could do at home in their living room to help focus on that particular area?
Okay, well, you know, there's a couple of good ones that I can give you, and then if you can't understand it or it's foreign to you, you could Google it, because that's the great thing about the computer these days.
That's
and you
right.
can get a little clip, so I can give you the name and give you some information around it. But one thing I do want to say about that, because people are always asking, what are the best exercises for abdominal? Well, first of all, you can't spot reduce. So if you have fat there, it may not reduce just by doing abdominals. And secondly, the idea with abdominals that most people don't understand, because I think there's a lot of marketing around that six-pack ab, your abdominals are really there for support of your back and your spine and mobility. So you can't spot reduce. So if you're going to do some exercises, you can tone up there a little bit, but what you have to do is get rid of the body fat, and that's going to come between.
Carolyn, we're going to hold off on that site. It looks as though we have a caller coming in, so don't lose that thought. We will have
okay.
you describe that in just a second. So
sure.
We're going to take this caller, and hello, you're on Talk with Tercio. I'm Eric, and Carolyn is also on the line.
Hello, Eric. This is Kathleen from Long Island. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I've been listening to your show, and I'm smiling right now at all of the excellent advice that you're giving, Carolyn. I am one that has had so much trouble losing weight over the years, and I'm thinking it's because I haven't had that motivation like you're saying, and I've been through many trainers, but it just, I feel like I've, you know, given up at times. So it's not easy.
No, it isn't easy, and you know, you're the majority of the population. People are definitely struggling with that, and you know, sometimes a personal trainer can be really effective if they have the skill set to combine a lot of tools in working with clients. And sometimes it's a matter of connecting with that person properly, and really just making sure that you've got somebody that's got a really strong background that can say, look, here's what I've done, and here's my clients, and this is why this program's going to work for you.
See, I ended up leaving the gym when I was younger because I felt like this one time I feel like I overworked myself, and I don't know if it was because of them or because of me, but I felt really sick and weak. So is my question for you is, what's some nice moderate things that I could do where I'm not, you know, over pushing myself?
Well, this would be a great time, Carolyn, to actually describe as well what I had asked you earlier about a basic exercise that people can do at home. So it's good, Kathleen, that you called in because you were beeping in just at the right time.
Right. Well, you know, we were talking about abdominals, so I can talk about a few activities you could do. But also, you know, there's a lot of great videos out there, and you could find somebody that you think is along the lines of your personality and your level and your style, so that you might be able to grab some of those if you don't want to go to the gym, and you can do that stuff at home. But as far as exercises for the abdominal area, again, you know, what most people don't understand about exercise for the abdominals is it takes very little, not hundreds and thousands of crunches. You've got to reduce that body fat. So a simple bike on the floor where you're on your back and you're extending those legs out is one form that's excellent. That's one of the top 10. It's been proven to be one of the top 10 exercises that you can do at home. And also another one that's great is called a plank. You roll over onto your forearms, and there's three variations that you could do with this plank. But these are moderate things that will make you feel good, and exercise shouldn't be painful. It's called progressive overload. Know where you're at. Your trainer should be working with you at a level that you feel good and confident. You're slightly pushing your body and then progressively overloading. So if you're working with somebody who's coming in and hurting you or you're getting sick, it's probably not a good place to start.
Does that answer your question, Kathleen?
Yes, it does, definitely. I've found that there were some trainers that would really overwork you versus
yeah,
ones that
I agree.
Would
I've seen that. I've definitely seen that happen. But it is probably too much on, you know, the joints and the system that you have. You have to start with understanding your body and then move it from there. But, you know, you could, at some point, if you have some specific questions, you can always email me at carolyn@fitbehavior.com or my Menu of Life website. And I'm more than happy to try and guide you in a direction if I can.
And Carolyn will also have your information posted on Talk with Tercio as well. So we'll make sure that our listeners who are trying to call in and who have made it through the line can reach you as well.
Great.
So thank you so much, Kathleen, for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Kathleen, and I hope you have a lot of good luck and feel really good and healthy in the future.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And make sure, Kathleen, that you're able to get in touch with Carolyn if you have any further questions, okay? All right. Well, that was great. She had some interesting questions, and especially about the whole motivation thing and overworking. It's so important that, like you said, the overworking area, and I'm guilty of it myself, you know, to the point where she had mentioned about feeling weak and dizzy. That's where, you know, you have to stop. Is that right?
Right. I agree with that. And I think a lot of people think if you're not in a lot of pain and you're not feeling like you're crawling out of the gym, then maybe you haven't done enough. And that's not the way the body works. So
how about when we're exercising?
Great question's valid because I hear that all the time, that people just don't know where to start and they get discouraged.
Right. How about when we're exercising, you know, if we're out going for a jog? What do you suggest is the best type of fluid we should carry with us? A lot of people carry drink a lot of water, but some people say that Gatorade's really good because of the electrolytes. What do you suggest?
Well, the rule of thumb is that you definitely want to make sure that you're fully hydrated. Okay, if you're not fully hydrated, you're not going to be burning fat efficiently because your liver won't be able to process the fat the way it's supposed to if you're dehydrated. So that's key. So make sure that you drink, I think it's 10 ounces of fluid prior to going out. If your run or walk or hike or bike ride, whatever you're going to do is going to be more than an hour and it's going to be intense, that's when you want to add the Gatorade in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do need some of the sugar replacement, the electrolytes. But if it's, you know, a half hour, water is perfectly fine. And then you want to, again, replace with extra water after because your body has sweated out, so you're going to be left dehydrated. And the other thing that a lot of people think is that you want to have protein after a workout. You want to make sure you actually have protein and carbs because what happens is you burn off a lot of sugar and your muscles are breaking down and they need both of those nutrients. 1 hour after your exercise is optimal time for uptake of the nutrients.
Right. These are all great and important tips. And my producer is giving me the 90 seconds wrap. So why don't you tell our listeners as to how they could get in touch with you?
Well, two places, carolynsmenuoflife.com. You can contact me there. I have a great blog ongoing, a lot of people on there, and then fitbehavior.com as well.
And quickly, for about 20 seconds, if you can tell us a little bit about the classes that you currently are promoting.
Well, we actually have everything, and right now what's hot is Zumba. We've got Zumba, Pilates, group weight training, cardio kickboxing, so we've got it all. You can check out our schedule online at Fit Behavior as well.
All right, great. And they can get in touch with you through Facebook.
And they can, yes, definitely on Facebook. Love Facebook.
Right, because now all of the nation knows of Carolyn Phillips, as we have our listeners in Long Island. We appreciate that. And you can Facebook Carolyn as well.
Yes, please do.
All right, thank you, Carolyn, so much for coming on the show.
Yes, great talking to you.
We'll definitely have to have you come on again soon, okay?
Fantastic. Would love to.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Carolyn Phillips. She is a health and wellness and fitness expert here in the beautiful state of Connecticut. She's located at Fit Behavior, which is in Rocky Hill. You can probably Google her, and you'll find all sorts of information about her and the program that are offered at her facility. If you live in Connecticut, you can tune into Better Connecticut and be able to probably catch her. I was on her website, fitbehavior.com, and you can see some of the episodes that she has done in regards to staying fit and keeping healthy. It's something that we all need to be aware of. It's about respecting our bodies and just keeping ourselves together during our hectic lives. We need to focus on ourselves, and that's the key, is doing everything for you. I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in to Talk with Tercio. My next show, we will have April Capone. She's the mayor of East Haven, talking about Town Hall and her experience dancing under the stars, a ballroom competition. So thanks so much for tuning in. You can log on to my website, erictercio.com. Have a great day, everyone, and thanks for listening.